Well, it looks like a Metropolitan police officer has been suspended, or was suspended back in 2023, given his role as an undercover officer on January 6th. It's a very interesting story that's coming to us today. And we even have the body cam footage to prove that he was, you know, nudging the crowd to do things that they probably shouldn't have been doing. Let's take a listen.
Go, go!
Let's go!
Go! Help him up! Help him up! Help him up! Push him up! Push him up! Come on, come on, come on, let's go. Leave that, leave it, leave it. Come on, man, let's go! Leave that shit! Come on, go, go, go! Keep going! Keep going! Keep going! Keep going! Keep going! Come on!
Now, that Metro police officer is being described as a white Caucasian male with a rank of investigator. Now, ultimately, folks, the actual name of the person, it's kind of in the air right now. We don't specifically know 100% who that officer that was suspended for 10 days is, but there's a lot of key evidence that kind of shifts you into what the potentially, let's just say, accurate assumption that you can make from it. But ultimately, this individual was suspended for 10 days. It looks like he was also allowed to use 5 days of his accrued leave towards that penalty. But that's just kind of the standard penalty for those who are caught sleeping on the job, using excessive force, misusing their official vehicle, and committing potentially any body cam policy violations. So why is he still working? I mean, 10 days really isn't long enough, one would think, when an officer is telling people to amplify their protesting behaviors and potentially getting violence. So let's bring in the independent journalist who covered this. Stephen Horn joins us now to discuss. Stephen, thank you for bringing this story to my attention, because I didn't see it. And, you know, we like to sit here and play fair and give both sides credit. So it looks like that they did suspend him back in 2023 based on his behavior that day. What else are you learning?
Yeah, so, you know, this Metropolitan Police undercover officers, you know, they're part of an electronic surveillance unit, and they're sort of one of the, I guess, best documented instances of undercover, you know, law enforcement on January 6th. So there's been a whole lot that has sort of dripped out over the past couple years in regards to what we know about them. You know, this you know, new piece of information that an officer was suspended last year, you know, like you said, you know, 10 days doesn't seem like a whole lot given what we can hear on camera. Now, we don't know 100% for sure that, you know, this Metropolitan Police officer who recorded himself in this video is the same one that is disciplined. But, you know, I think, like you alluded to, that the facts kind of lined up with the information that we were given in this report. And, you know, the Metropolitan Police spokesperson clarified that, yes, you know, this was, you know, the official report they gave to the DC council says, you know, participated in January 6th riot as the cause for the suspension. But, you know, that police spokesperson clarified that it was due to violating policies as an undercover officer. And I think what we just listened to in that video would hopefully qualify as violating policy.
Yeah.
I forget what question you actually asked me now.
Well, now, see, no, you detailed it pretty well, and I like that. I mean, I like the fact that we're talking specifically about that. I wanted to get into how we even got that body cam footage. I think that's really interesting in itself. Ultimately, we only have this body cam footage now because, or we did have it because of the statement of facts regarding one J6er who's being prosecuted, and that's really important here. So detail to our audience how this body cam footage even came about, and how, I mean, the individual who's being prosecuted based on what this officer was pretty much telling him potentially to do.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story because it was back in, I believe, June or July of 2021, in the statement of facts for the charge against Phi Duong, another January 6er. They basically said, hey, there's this, you know, undercover officer. You know, he met Duong over by, I believe it was, you know, over by the Ellipse, and then he ran into him again on the steps of the Capitol, which is, you know, one thing we can see in the longer version of this video. I'm not sure if anything else came you know, out in regards to that specific officer in Duong's case. But this undercover officer did set Duong up with an undercover FBI agent who infiltrated, you know, a small group that Duong was part of and got another member of that group arrested for, you know, some firearms violations. So basically, you know, set him up to, I believe, sell that undercover agent an unregistered short-barreled rifle, if I recall correctly. And he also tried, this undercover FBI agent also tried to sort of, you know, could probably qualify it as entrapment, you know, if you're being generous, by trying to get Duong to create some Molotov cocktails and set them up. And so, you know, if you read the statement of facts about Duong, you know, it has these whole paragraphs or pages about how the agent unsuccessfully tried to get him to make these Molotov cocktails, but, you know, they ended up not charging him with anything related to that because ultimately, you know, he didn't do it. So that's, you know, a very interesting story. But, you know, we didn't really get this video, the statements, until I believe it was November of 2022, when a January 6th defendant named Will Pope sort of cited the video. You know, he didn't release the video because it was, you know, one of these videos that you know, is classified as sensitive or highly sensitive. So, you know, that the January 6th defendants are restricted in releasing it. But, you know, he cited quotes from this video to basically disprove the government's assertion that, you know, no, you know, they weren't aware of any government agents who had encouraged people to go towards or into the Capitol. And as you can see from the video, there obviously was this government agent saying, go, 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 let's go, move forward, whatnot, encouraging people to go towards. And this was just, you know, within a few minutes of when the first door was breached in the Capitol. So this was in a very key, critical location. You know, the officer might not have been aware of that, you know, since he wasn't in sight of the door at the time, but he was, you know, encouraging the crowd to move forward just as the police lines were kind of falling apart. And so, you know, there was back and forth in court filings with Will Pope, and eventually, I doubt that it was Pope himself who released it, but, you know, someone who had access to that video released it in, I believe, March of 2023. So, you know, they uploaded it to Rumble, you know, uploaded it to Twitter, and yeah, we were able to hear, you know, from the officer's own voice what he was saying, and not just, you know, these quotes in a court statement.
Yeah, and you know what I find really interesting about this too? I mean, because it was released in March 2023, the DOJ acknowledged the video recording, but also acknowledged that this officer that was undercover at the time at the Capitol, it's kind of gives us an interesting angle, because I, for one, didn't realize that a lot of these undercover plainclothes officers were also wearing body cams. And so that kind of gives us a new avenue to investigate, to see where's all this body cam footage. Can we potentially go through it ourselves and see what's been going on those behind the scenes and whatnot? Do you know of anyone else who was undercover that day wearing body cam footage? And is this something that we could potentially get access to?
Yeah, so this officer, you know, I believe he was a member of an electronic surveillance unit. You know, people might remember the story with the colored wristbands they were wearing. Mm-hmm. So basically their intent seems to be, you know, to record video. You know, I think they're either recording video or live streaming video, you know, presumably back to their headquarters. So some of them, like this officer, I believe this was filmed with like a chest mounted GoPro. Others, you know, had like cell phone cameras. I believe others had, you know, more, I guess, you know, professional looking cameras, little higher end cameras. We can see in that the video from this officer, at least two other undercover officers that he is interacting with on the ground on January 6th, that the Metropolitan Police Department's plan for January 6th has a list of 29 names who are associated with this electronic surveillance unit. We don't know how many of those names were people who were undercover or who were, you know, assisting that unit in some, you know, support or analysis role. But, you know, at least I believe, you know, there's three in that video. I believe there might be a fourth one additionally who has been identified, you know, in some pictures and video. I think maybe some from some body cam in the tunnel where, you know, he eventually approaches police lines and is like, hey, you know, I'm a police officer. So I think it's not really confirmed for sure how many of those, you know, 29 were actually operating undercover. You know, it's still one of the mysteries. In terms of, you know, that footage being available, you know, I think one issue that Pope has raised in some of his filings is that, yeah, some of this video that you can clearly see, you know, that in some of the video that, you know, this undercover officer, you know, has his phone out, or this one has a video camera out, but the government is saying, oh no, we don't have any video that he recorded. So, you know, that is, you know, sort of suspicious. And, you know, there's supposed to be rules preventing that, you know, Brady violations and whatnot, that the government can't hide evidence. But in January 6th, there is, you know, so much evidence that, you know, some issues of this have certainly flown under the radar. So we don't necessarily know what all was captured, but it does appear that some of what was captured has not been provided to the defendants as potentially exculpatory evidence.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting. I think this is a great story, Stephen, and I'm glad you flagged it for us, because it wasn't on my radar until you did. So thank you for everything you guys are doing. Specifically, guys, if you want to go and read this in detail, he goes into great detail about this. Head over to headlineusa.com. That's where your work is right now on this story. I highly recommend you do. Also, give him a follow on Twitter as well as his locals. And again, folks, if you're looking for these links, these are all available in the description. So make sure you click around on that. That's where the best way to go about getting that. Stephen, thank you for all that you're doing and keeping us in the loop on all of this. We are so grateful. Thank you for joining us today.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products, taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded. Redemptionshield.com. Use code BREE and save 10%.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.